Blog Talk Radio. How about now? Okay. Hey, everybody. We was having a few difficulties. I had to rearrange some things. But we are here. We are connected. Thank you for joining us tonight. Sorry for this slight delay. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. He's a way maker. He is a mind regulator. He's a sustainer. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. He's my Lord and Savior. He's a joy. He's a joy. Sweet. Sweeter than a honeycomb. But I'm glad to be here tonight. I'll be doing the show solo tonight. Y'all pray for my wife. She's not feeling too hot tonight. Those allergies are really wear you out. And if you've never had allergies, I pray for you. I hope you never get them. And those of you that are suffering with allergies and stuff, I pray that God heals you from that. And will give you the strength that you need to overcome it. Yes, and just cleanse your body from any type of sinus issues and allergic reactions and allergies. Because that stuff bothers you. Oof. It also bothers me sometimes. But we are grateful to be here tonight. And I'm your host, Terrence. My better half is not going to join us tonight, but welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Again, I'm grateful to be here. Sounding muffled. Hold on, guys. Does it still sound muffled, though? Well, we're going to continue to press. Again, just grateful to be here. I got a scripture for us, and I was reading yesterday, and it took me to find where I was yesterday, too. I'm really thinking it's a blog talk issue tonight as far as the mics and all of that, because I don't have anything to
Can you hear me now? Okay. Had to go the old-fashioned way with using the phone tonight, because sometimes on an interface seems to become a little challenging. Blog Talk sometimes don't want to play right. But here we are. Here we are. I'm grateful again to be here. Again, I said I'll be going solo tonight. Praying for my wife. Allergies kind of getting the best of her day, but she needs to rest. And I just thank you all for all of your prayers. Now that we got some live things going on here, pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, Father. We thank you for allowing us an opportunity to be here, to witness the day that you've created for us. And Father, we thank you for the things that we got right today. We thank you for getting things right today in our lives, and focusing on becoming better servants. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in the body of believers, that we are connecting with you differently than we ever have before, and that we hear from you and do. We hear from you and that we begin to believe beyond our natural way of thinking. Man sets standards. Man look at things for what it is. They see it and they say that's what it is. But when you look at us, you look deeper. And you see what it can be. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight for seeing the best in us. Lord, we just thank you tonight, Father God, for seeing us out of situations, Lord, that we, if we had stayed longer, made one more step. Lord, we just thank you for bringing us to this moment, to this day, Lord, to hear from you. Lord, we thank you for this network. We thank you for Randy and Julie. For you using them, Father God, to birth this platform to preach your word, minister to your people prophetically. Lord, we just thank you for everybody that's drawn to PGN. We pray that they're covered by your blood, that there is no lack in their lives. And that we're walking in the season to where the windows of heaven is pouring out that blessing that we won't even have room enough to receive. We thank you for this year being the year of harvest. We thank you for that. We thank you that this is the year for believers. We thank you for the demonstrations that you are doing in and through our lives so that people would know that you are real and give them the opportunity to receive you. So have your way tonight, Lord. Do it how you want to. It's in Jesus' name we pray. All right. Okay, we're going to go to Philippians 3. I believe this is where I was. And the Lord's taking me to verse 17. I'm going to read Amplified starting out, and then I'm going to read King James. Philippians 3, 17. Brothers and sisters, together, follow my example and observe those who live by the pattern we gave you. For there are many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, who live as enemies of the cross of Christ, rejecting and opposing his way of salvation, whose fate is destruction, whose God is their belly, their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity, and whose glory is in their shame, who focus their mind on earthly and temporal things. But we are different because our citizenship is in heaven. And from there, we eagerly await of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself, will not only transform, but completely refashion our earthly bodies so that they will be like his glorious resurrected body. Wow. Emphasis tonight. Verse 20, but we are different. Our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we eagerly await the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are different. And I see us really, God really opening up our identity during this season of our lives, who we really are. You know, not who we have tried to become through education, following in the footsteps of others around us, this, that, and other, but really listening to God and really focusing on what he desires for your life and how we are supposed to ultimately live in the earth amongst all of the other people that do not believe in him. He says, verse 17, brothers and sisters, together follow my example and observe those who live by the pattern we gave you. He said, for there are many of whom I have often told you, and I tell you even with tears, who live as enemies of the cross of Christ. We got a lot of people that are enemies of the cross of Christ. They live amongst us. But then he said, whose fate is destruction, whose God is their belly, that worldly appetite, always seeking what the world wants, always declaring what the world says as truth for the world, and denounce anything that's connected to the cross. Some of us got people like that in our family. Some of us work with people. Some of us got friends. But trust and believe that these people are amongst us. And so you might ask that question, okay, how do we deal with those people? First, when you know that certain things exist, and you already know what's going to be the ultimate result of that, you don't let it bother you. You don't get yourself caught up in it because that spirit always wants you, it wants to pull you and draw you into it to where you become like it. That spirit wants to destroy your life. And so it'll get you focusing on these things that'll really make you angry. And then you'll mess around and end up acting on that particular anger. And now here you have altered your life, then caused some issues in your life that didn't need to be caused. But that's why it's so important for us to read scripture. It's important for us to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us and for us to walk in wisdom. Because all we have to know is that we are different and that our citizenship is in heaven. So this stuff on this earth, it's all temporary. It's temporal. It's temporary. So we as mentality. We should not allow temporary things to take over us, to control us. Because it's just temporary. We should really be focusing on what is God saying. What is God saying? You think about it's so simple on how temporary things are, because we were conceived, we were born, and ever since we come out of our mother's womb, the clock has been ticking that we know of. And we've constantly been growing. We're going through all these temporary stages of our life. Adulthood lasts for a season. Every phase and stage of our lives has been temporary. But it's been for our growth, because there are certain things that we are to receive during those stages in our lives. And as believers, we should be growing in the Word. We should be growing in the Word, because we're going to go through these phases in our lives where God wants to put things, reveal things to us in certain phases of our lives so we can get certain things, the things that we need when we need them. And as we continue to grow and grow in him and walk with him, he begins to reveal more. And more and more and more. And that's the exciting part that I like about the scripture. And God doesn't hold grudges, because it's certain scriptures that I've read, and at one point in my life, I read and I understood it one way. You know, I got this out of it, and like, oh, okay. But then you get into another phase of your life stage, it takes on a different meaning. It takes on a different perspective. Hey. And that's so exciting. You'd be like, wow, but that's the same scripture. But now I see it differently. Because as we grow in the Lord, we should be inclining our ears more to him. God should be able to trust us more as we grow. As we grow. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of our walk. But just remember tonight that we are citizens of heaven, and we should eagerly be awaiting the return of our Savior, because Jesus is coming back. And I believe that I see him in my time, in our time here. He's coming back. And so as we witness those that are rejecting the cross of Christ, we just know what their fate is. Destruction. Destruction. Right, cause I got a lot of y'all in this hero queue tonight, but I'm gotta get to as many as I can, and we're gonna go from there. Let me make sure I get things set up right. I think I got to turn y'all off of here to have you on here. Okay. So first caller, 832-312. Oh, remember, if you want prayer tonight, just press 1 on your dial pad, and that'll alert me on my end that you want to be ministered to personally. So I'm going to move how God wants me to move tonight on the list, because sometimes I go from bottom to top, top to bottom, mid to top, mid to bottom, it randomly, but however God wants me to move tonight, that's how I'm going to move. And we're going to go here, 832-312.
Hello, Terrence. This is Elaine and PA. How are you?
Hold on. I can't even hear. Hold on. Let me get this thing right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah,
this is Elaine and PA.
Hey, Elaine. How are you doing?
Yes, good, good. I saw the text come through, and I was like, I haven't been on Terrence and Tanisha's show in a while. Let me dial in.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, my, you got half of me tonight.
I know.
I'm working on 50%.
That's okay.
I'm a green, when we get married, we bring 100% and 100% together. So really, it's 200%. So
it's
200%.
That's right.
There.
So I still got my 100. Thank you, Elaine, for straightening me out. That's right.
100.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now I feel like I can go on a little while longer. Hey man. Hey man.
Yeah.
I love you. I love it. I love it.
It's the new. It's the new.
I need it too. Yeah, that's the new mayor. Yeah, because we have authority to change things. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Wow. Lord, I thank you for Elaine tonight, Father God. I thank you for the reestablishing of foundations. I see God like using you to shine light on the foundation, because so many people disregard the foundation, the basics, the things that causes things to be built. The foundation is there for things to be built on. And we're living in a time to where the foundation is being overlooked, and they're just building things on shaky grounds, not where the foundations are not solid, and they are living their lives based off of it, and not knowing that what they're building is going to fall because the foundation is not solid. And I see God really using you to teach the importance of this with people, and asking those questions based off of their ideologies and their doctrine. You know, what is your foundation? You know, because so many people have these different ideas and these different mentalities, these different ways of thinking, you know, these self-truths, you know, this is my truth, this is what I believe, this is what because I have the right to do this. And but God is going to use you to ask, okay, on what ground? On what grounds? Like, what are you building that thought on? Where did you get that from? Because you hear so many people want to come against Christ and want to tell us that the Bible is not real, or the Bible was written by this person, and how could you believe that? You need to do this. You need to believe this. But then when you ask them, okay, where did yours come from? Why should I believe what you're talking about when I'm telling you this is my foundation, and you just going off of thoughts, random thoughts, or somebody else's idea of things? But I really see God using you in this time to break that in people, to really bring people to the point to where they're going to have to begin to think. And begin to realize that they have been living a lie, and accept that lie so that they can move on to the truth, because they really believe that that lie that they're living is the truth, because that's what they have been telling themselves. And so God's definitely going to use you to shine light on the foundation, on the solid foundation, on what you're building your life on, what you're building your ideas and your thoughts on. What are you living by? And I definitely see God doing it for you. And Lord, we just thank you for opening Elaine up to that and allowing her to minister like never before, to allow her lips to flow freely with your gospel, to teach your people on a level that's inspiring and transforming. Yes, inspiring and transforming. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. That's good right there, Elaine. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yes, I received that word there. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you're hearing from the Lord. He has me. That's one of the teachings that I have. He even has me. Well, out of all the different books that he has, that I have to get them released this year. But one of the books is about the doctrines of Christ, the foundation of Christianity, the foundation.
Wow.
We gotta get back to the foundation, and then also their identity in Christ. And
wow.
That's just two of them that he has me. And he had told me that the foundation of my ministry was to be sharing about being in Christ, the foundation.
What?
And so the doctrine of Christ, I've done some teachings on those and everything. And you're hearing. That's some of the things I'm going back over and looking at again. I'm going back through and editing books again, like for the 99th million time. And that's one of the books I'm working on now in editing.
I don't want to cut you off, but like right when you were speaking about the books, the Lord says this year, you're gonna release it this year. This year,
okay.
And it's gonna be multiples. Because he's giving you what's needed. Like when you put it out, he's going to perfect it, because his anointing is on it, his spirit is in it, and so when it goes out, it's going to do the work. Because, like, you know, sometimes we'll go back, we want to revise, and we end up in a revision state for years before we release it. But he's saying this is the year to release. So release it this year. Go ahead. Yeah, I had to.
No.
I didn't want to.
God can interrupt me anytime. Yes. I have no problem. I received that. And where he said it's going to be multiples, those books are in a series, and there's five different books in that series, and then I have another series that has three books in it. So I've been working on trying to get everything together and getting my author's page and everything together. And so I had originally said July, and then I backed it to August and just have releasing mm-hmm. one book a month for 12 months. So mm-hmm. I got a lot of stuff ahead of me that I need to get done.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 12 books that he's given me that I started writing those books in particular in 2015. And so I've been editing over and over, and then he gives me more books. And then it's like whenever he's giving me another book, I'm like, but I haven't finished those ones yet. But he just gives me more information. So I start another book. So
I'm stopping
at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe you have more after that.
There's more after that, but I'm only mm-hmm. going to do the campaign for 12, a book a month for 12 months, and then the other ones can flow in after that. But I'm putting a commitment out there, and which is hard because that means it's going to be a lot of work. And
mm-hmm.
but so I got to clean up and get all the books together, and because whenever you promise something and you put it out there on the web, you want to be able to come through on what you said you were going to do. So
right.
And I'm since I'm self-publishing, that means everything falls on me, including the PR, the advertising, the marketing, and all that. So it's going to be
mm-hmm.
That's why I pushed it from July to August. I was like, maybe another month. That's going to be one of the first books that's released. Yeah. Yeah, and there are multiple.
A lot of people don't really realize what goes into it,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you're self-publishing, like when you're somebody, public relations, you got to get out here and get to talking.
Yeah.
You got to market it, and it's coming, and then you got the finances. I pray that God opens up the finances that's needed to where it's not a burden to you. That everything that you need is there.
Yeah.
Because this is what God has assigned for you to do. And so he's going to provide for it. And so we just come against any anxieties or any inkling of doubts or
mm-hmm.
fears that try to creep up on you. We just bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And that God will surround you with the right support, the right team.
Yeah.
The team that's a godly team. That
mm-hmm.
will come together to help you.
Yes.
Do what's needed. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I receive. In Jesus' name, I receive that. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Help is
God
on the way.
Is good. Yes.
Help
I
is on the
that.
Way, Lane.
Yes. Yes, I'm feeling I'm feeling it in the spirit that it's just a matter of days
mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
help to arrive, and so
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that it's just a matter of days. I received that, and like always, I'm gonna get out of the way for the next person in line, but I appreciate. speaking with you.
Thank you.
And I'm praying for Tanisha and all will be well. All will be well. In Jesus' name.
You need to look at in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Elaine.
Amen.
Always
God bless you. Bye bye.
You too.
All
right. Wow. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit
go here. 443-373. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, hi, it's Dave. How are you? Dave in California.
Hey, Dave. What's up, man?
Hey, man, how are you?
How you been? Oh, I'm good. I am good, Dave. Good to hear from you.
This is really good, man. Let's pray. Let's pray.
Okay,
yeah, let's pray for you, Dave.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Dave tonight, Lord. We just thank you for the persistence, the will to keep pushing, not taking no for an answer, not allowing no to determine your outcome.
Amen.
Because whatever God has said, that's what it is. Whatever God has said, that's what it is, not what man says. But as you continue to be persistent, what I see God identifying the no right now, Dave, is that the no would be identified as, okay, this is not it. So no turns into next. Okay, next. No, okay, next. So I'm going to keep going. No, it's not going to stop me.
Right.
Lord said, don't allow the no to stop you.
Yes.
You just keep going till you get to the person or that particular thing that has been assigned to you. That's what I'm getting in this case. Because sometimes the no will be the timing, you know, like not right now. You could be at the right place, but at the wrong time. But in this particular case, the Lord is saying, it's next. So if they say, if it's a no here, that means next. Because where you're supposed to be, your yes will be there. Your yes awaits you. That's it. And so it's going to take out the guesswork. Like, okay, you know, Lord, I got a yes here. I got a yes there. I got a yes there. Man, what should I do? Now, he's removing the guesswork. So the no's, every no. Okay, next. Because you're looking for your yes.
Right.
You're looking for your yes, and your yes is the place that God's blessing is on. But whatever it is, that where you get your yes, that's what God wants you to be in. It, whatever it is. Your yes is ordained by God. So that's taking out the guesswork. So he's simplifying it. But just be persistent. Just continue to be persistent and push because, you know, and continue to count it all joy.
Yeah.
Just continue to count it all joy. Take the no with a smile because it's like, wow, I ain't got to waste time here.
That's right.
I don't have to waste any of my time.
That's
because
right.
This is a no. I'm not going to try to push, you know, or force it. I ain't got to try to force it. It's no. And God says it's no. So let me go find my yes. Okay, thank you. I'm seeking my yes. And when you find your yes, that's where you're supposed to be. And that has God's blessing on it. And Lord, we just thank you tonight for Dave, Father God. We just thank you for giving him the strength to continue to be persistent and push. And we thank you for the wisdom being in the forefront of your life. Like he's taking you to another level of wisdom. As well, because you're already a wise man. It's another level.
that he's taking you to, with a very high level of discernment, to where you, like, you can literally look at people and like see the actual spirit that's that's housed in them, you know.
Yeah.
The actual spirit. You'll be able to even sense, like, you can smell them, like it's a smell. As well, and these are the things that God is equipping you with for where he's taking you. That you could be able to see, because time is of the essence on with the call that God has on your life. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the discernment and keeping Dave covered, keeping him covered in your blood. In your blood, removing all fear, removing all doubt, in Jesus' name. And filling
Amen.
Him with faith.
Yes.
Filling him with faith. Your cup runneth over with faith. In Jesus' name, a newfound faith, and a new energy in your faith walk.
Thank you, Lord.
Where impossible is not even in your vocabulary. Because all things are possible.
That's right.
To them that believe.
Yes.
Yes, that's possible. All things possible faith. That's what I see. In Jesus' name, we just thank you. We seal it in your blood. Amen. What's going
Amen.
On, brother?
Amen.
Hey, man, yeah. that was good.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's a right on word, man. I mean, it's exactly where I am. Just have to persevere and just keep pushing forward. And, you know, when I get a no, I just say next. And go to keep looking for the yes. Yep, that's it.
Yes. Man, that is simplified. That's the first
it
time
simplifies
I've given somebody that word. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never given anybody that word. Wow. Yeah, that was for you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you, Lord.
Definitely.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, Terrence,
welcome.
Thank you
welcome.
So much, brother. And tell Tanisha hello and pray she feels better. And I just thank
I
the Lord for you guys.
I would.
Right.
Man, thank you. Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man. We love you, Dave.
All right, man. God bless you, man.
Right.
Take care.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Here's 709-500.
Hello. Hi, this is
Hello,
Dusty.
Can you hear me? Hey, Dusty.
Yes, I can.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you? Not too bad.
Good to hear from you, man. Hey, talking
yes,
to
that
you
was
a
long
while. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Man, I got some for you too. Right when you began to start talking, well, when you first started talking, I was listening and I looked at the number again, and the Lord says that nothing has been forgotten. Nothing has been forgotten. That he is
Amen.
There. He is there. And he's your comforter. And like the relation, he knows you. You know how like it's the relationship to where it doesn't matter how long you've been away. It doesn't change how he feels. You know, like I haven't heard from you in a while, but I got excited when I heard your voice. And it's like I know you. You know, and that's what I'm hearing God say tonight, that he knows you. He knows you, and he's excited for you. And he's always there for you, no matter what. Because he's your comforter. He's your comforter. Dear tonight, Father God, we thank you for opening his mind, Heavenly Father, to see you, to see you like he's never seen you before. Regardless of what goes on in our lives, how people will hurt us, how situations seem to turn for the worst in our lives. He said that he has, there is no greater love than the love of Christ. There is no greater love. And so, Lord, we just thank you for being there for him and supplying all of his needs. Supplying all of his needs. The worry anymore that's there, man. I just sense like the enemy is really, really been at you and trying to get you off track and trying to get you to focus on like failures or something like that, like a failure, like a disappointment, and he's trying to make it as if it's your fault. But no, it's not your fault. Some things are just not, and we try to make things be for us. And sometimes we try to hold on because we found a level of comfort in it. We found a level of comfort in it. But God is your comforter, and you're gonna bounce back from it. And be on a level that you could have never imagined. You're gonna have days where you're like, man, wow, I spent time thinking about that. I spent time on that. But it's still a lesson. It's still a lesson, and God is gonna use it. He's gonna use it so that you can help other people. So that you can help other people. And so, Lord, we come against any guilt. We come against any tormenting thoughts are plaguing my brother's mind. In Jesus' name, we bind you right now. In the name of Jesus, you tormenting spirit, release him now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Complete the blood of Jesus over your life and your situation. Yes, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What's up, bro?
Wow.
Ooh, man. Ooh.
Yeah. Boy, that's exactly on point. Cause I lost my job a month ago, and I had that sense in me that it was probably my fault. I don't know, because I was quite confused because of the disappointment, me losing my job, and the plans that I had to support my parents, things like that. And yeah, that thing has been chasing me for the past 5 to 6 weeks now.
Wow.
Yes.
Release it tonight, brother. Yeah, God is there. Man, this is, wow. He's saying just get back to me. Get back to me. And tonight you made this step. You made this step to get back to him, and he was waiting on you tonight to come and meet with him. Thank you, Lord. The love he got for us, man. Because he is the source. And, you know, a lot of times we allow the resources to affect us. The resources. Wow. He is the source, but yet we give the resources so much authority.
Yes.
Get back to the source, brother. Because God got some things he's going to do for you quickly. Turn it around because it's work that's assigned to you. It's work that's assigned to you. And it's things, it's places where God needs you to be. He's going to restore everything quickly. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. Amen.
Wow. God, you got anything you want to pray for? Anything else?
No. No, that's it. Well, thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, go on and meditate on that one.
Yeah.
That's heavy. That's heavy. All right, brother.
Yeah.
God bless you, man. All right, have a good one.
You too, bless.
Wow. Let's go here to 570-225. Who am I speaking with?
Shalom, shalom. Hi, Terrence. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Oh, okay. Now,
listen.
What song is it that you was playing in the beginning?
The first one? Yeah.
The first and
it's
the
called,
second one.
The first one was Mountains by Sean C. Johnson, and the other one was, I think I played Stripes. Who was that? Fine Stripes. Hold on, I got to look for it now.
Sean C.
You know me, man.
Sean C. Johnson. Okay. I'm going to give that song to Devon.
Yeah, he's a, Sean C. is all right. I ran into him a few years ago I think it was Spotify. I'm going to have to find
how
out.
How you spell it?
Because I want to say Sean C., S-E-A-N. C. Dot Johnson.
Oh, wait. Wait, spell that S like Sean.
S-E-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sean C. Johnson.
Yeah,
I was thinking like Chauncey, but Sean C.
Right. God, where is my song? I cannot find it. I have to get Tanisha to get it from me, because I can't remember who did by his stripes.
Okay. And it was Mountain, you said? Mountain?
Mountains, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I give mountains for you. Yeah, that song, Your Lord and Life, that song, it ministered to me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Vaughn and his kids, his friends. So,
wow.
I want to tell you also that the scripture that you started with in Philippians, that's the same one. God was using you to talk to me. He was reading my mail because I've been getting upset, just like you said, and dealing with that, you know.
Wow.
So you said it. Folks on your job, folks in your family, folks you like folks here and there. Like I was like, oh man, he is okay. God, I hear you, because he used the same scripture with me. He said their God is their belly, and but what ministered to me is like, okay, the same thing that God told me, just like last week. Y'all was talking to me last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of like a reminder, you know. But it was the same thing this week that God was telling me that, you know, we're not of this world. And it's hard for me sometimes because I don't know how to adapt when I'm really focused on my path and my spiritual growth. And And I don't know how to adapt when people are so stuck on the earthly, worldly system, you know, and
right,
struggle sometimes, and it gets upsetting to me. But then I also have to remember, you know, like, I don't want to operate in spiritual pride. That's like something I always have to check myself, because I have to always remember where I came from, you know, and where I've been, and what, you know, what God has rescued me out of. So it's just a struggle sometimes, you know, like, hey, you know, I don't want to be, you know, not understanding. But I began triggered, though. I began so upset. I was like, oh, my gosh, we're really, especially when I'm trying to pray for people, and I feel like they're, you know, like canceling out, like they're coming against their own prayers that are for them. You know, I want us to work in unity and faith. Oh, that really ministered to me. Thank you.
Wow, you're welcome.
You're welcome. And even in your prayers, and I know you do this. I know that you pray what God wants you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that ask you, hey, Lisa, pray for such and such, or, you know, this, that, and other. And you can only come into agreement with what God wants you to come into agreement with.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's a pet peeve of mine, sir, because I don't like telling me how to pray. Like, I don't use God as, like, we tell him, you know what I'm saying? Unless, and only if we're reminding him and making a demand on what he's already said, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Dr. Miles Monroe talks about that. But I don't like witchcraft prayers, you know? Like, I'm not going to pray my will, the person's will, whatever. I like to pray God's will only, so I usually just pray scriptures, I pray in tongues, you know, I don't like to pray like I'm telling God what to do, and I do get a lot of that from people, you know, they want me to pray their way, and I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be naive, you know, but I don't do that anymore, and I don't like to come into agreement with that, because it's witchcraft. You know, and the people don't feel like that, but it is. That's what, you know, God has shown me. And also praying, like, from a place of fear. I don't, like, try to agree and subscribe to that either. Like, when, you know, and I've been there. We're human. We've been upset when things go down. You know, we get upset, you know. But in my walk right now, it's more of a personal intimacy with God, and seeing his heart and then speaking forth his way, you know, in that it's more important to me to be in that place of intimacy with God than churchianity. So I'm struggling with being, like, feeling isolated in that, you know, where there's no unity in, you know, especially in my family. Especially when I'm trying to walk in faith, and I know the power of words, you know, and, like, I really know the power of words, so I don't want to get sucked into that, the complaining and the speaking frivolously and idle words, you know, and like, you know, trying to not be so, you know, what they call holier than thou and all that, you know, like, I get accused of that, but I don't want to compromise either. So it's like that tricky balance, you know, like, okay, I want to have compassion and understanding, you know, because everybody's in their own place, you know, and I remember, like I said, I remember where I was, but also I don't want to come into agreement with the enemy. I don't want to. So I do get upset, man. I've been calling stuff out, and they do not like it. And it seems like they take it personal, you know?
Yeah. And trust me, that spirit does. And when you was talking, Lord, you want me to pray that, and Lord, we just thank you for Lisa. And Lord, we just pray where you have her, that you would give her peace.
Yes.
Internal peace.
Yes, Lord.
Like in the midst of the storm.
Yes. Amen.
That's going on around, that
mm-hmm.
God give you peace, that you be her peace, and that you teach her how to focus, that you teach her how to be what she needs to be, where she is, how to communicate effectively with those that are around her. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we know that it's only for a season. It's a time. It's right now you're in a phase. You're in a phase, and you're going through a process, trying to process. And before you know it, you're going to be past it. You're going to be beyond it. And so the enemy wants you to be at a state of mind, be in a state of mind to where you don't get all that you are supposed to be getting while you're here. Because it's an assignment. It's some things that you have to release, and it is some things that God is imparting in you right now in this phase of your life. It's some things that he's showing you, that he's revealing to you, and he's really teaching you how actually to walk as you move to the next level and being that transparency. I keep saying transparency, being transparent,
mm-hmm.
more transparent. Oh, it's a word. It's another word that hold on. This is it. He's making you more transparent to where you have the thoughts where people can see like your thoughts, feelings, and your motives. They can receive it easily.
Okay, instead of being defensive, you mean? Like they'll be able to
they're going to be able to understand you more.
Okay.
You'll be easily perceived.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because it's like, it's like you're training those around you how to handle you.
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So you don't have to compromise. You get what I'm
Amen.
Saying? Especially if the compromise is outside of the will of God. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so you're not going to compromise your faith for a relationship. But
Amen.
What you're going to do, you're going to train those around you to know how to handle you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But where you are, because this is just a phase that you're in. This is a temporary place.
Oh, hallelujah. Whew.
And
hallelujah.
God is going to he's using you in that place, but Satan wants to frustrate you because
mm-hmm.
if he can as long as he can have you frustrated, your focus won't be clear.
Exactly. And then it becomes ineffective, the work of the
Absolutely.
Lord.
Absolutely.
Huh?
God because forbid. Now you begin to operate out of your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Which
and
I
not
refuse.
Operate out your faith.
I still feel them, but I refuse to act on them. But I was hearing you
right.
earlier when you were, speaking on that, you know, and it was really ministering to me. I was like, wow, this is exactly it, God. I still feel it. I still feel the frustration, you know, because, like, there's a lot of disorder in my family, and God is really revealing the generational stuff, you know, what Prophet Randy is speaking on and other teachers that the Lord has in my life
mm-hmm.
and things that I've been working on for years, okay? And
mm-hmm.
things are coming out that the Lord is really revealing the generational stuff, the demonic altars that have been built in our bloodline. And as things are coming out and I'm explaining these things to my family, and I'm, you know, I'm contending because I'm like, no, that's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord, okay? And if me and my house is only me and my son, that's okay. That's me and my son. And my future grandkids when they come, you know, I want to break generational curses and patterns of dysfunction and strongholds that the enemy has had for generations and generations. And I'm trying to, like, one day I remember you said it too, the Lord said it through you about being a plow, and that has been coming up a lot lately. I'm like, oh, wow. That's what it is, plowing the ground, plowing the ground, because these things are strongly rooted. You know, my mother's in her 70s, and so I'm getting a lot of pushback, so much resistance. Like, I still can relate when Prophet Randy talks about his family. Oh, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I feel like he's telling me my story. And it's the same thing. You know, we're a quote-unquote Christian family. So it's like I so appreciate when he starts, you know, speaking on that, because, you know, it's hard when you have your family. I couldn't imagine what he went through, because I can only, you know, I know what I go through, being against you like that when you're just trying to serve the Lord. Like, I was saying yesterday, I said, but we're all on the same side here. Aren't we all on the same side? We're on the side, you know, God's side. Like, there's only one enemy. Like, so I'm, you know, I'm struggling, but I'm not struggling. I rebuke that. I'm going through, but I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through. Ain't nothing going to stop me. I'm not going to get, you know, taken out, because I know who the enemy is. Like, it's so obvious to me what's going on. It's like bizarro, okay? It's straight up Twilight Zone stuff that's going on that I know it's the enemy. I know it's the enemy. It's just, it still does bother me. It does. You know, like when we're praying and we're trying to stand on faith for something, and then it's the opposite words, negative, complaining, talking stuff that's no bueno, you know, like just, I'm like, oh, my goodness, no, no, no. Can we get an agreement here? Can we work in unity?
Right.
You know, but.
Right.
Anyway, it'll be all right.
Yep.
God's going to give me that inner peace.
It will.
That inner peace, you know?
He's giving you some thicker skin. Because, you know, when we're dealing with family, it hits differently.
Yeah,
because
it's that connection, them familiar spirits be trying to.
Right.
Remember how you were talking earlier about how they try to pull you in?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I had so much deliverance, and I'm continuing to get deliverance, and I continue to operate in deliverance. And then it's like it makes me hesitant because I don't want to cast out spirits if I know seven more are going to come. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, oof. I just need a lot of wisdom. I need that little place of sanctuary, you know, that inner peace that you were talking about. You know, how Jesus always went to be by himself, you know, and be with his Father. So that's what I need. So next week I'm going to a retreat, so we'll see.
I saw something when Jesus was teaching, and they interrupted him and said, the mother and your brother, won't you?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know who they are, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is how I'm seeing it. It's not the earthly role that people play that makes us family. When we are about the Father's business, it's those that are connected kingdomly.
Yes. Yes, sir. So this is my conflict. So we can't get into it. I know you have to get off the phone. It's time to get on, you know, transition. I'm sorry for the people who are waiting. I really tried to stay off the call queue tonight so that other people can get in, you know. God has a plan. Thank you, Lord. And he knew.
It happens.
He knew my, like, I don't want to hog up, you know, I've been when I used to be like that, you know, back in the day. Like, I needed every prayer time, everything. But anyway, so this is what my conflict is. So last year I heard I was going through conflict with my family, and I heard the scriptures, the ones about let the dead bury the dead, and I did a little study on that. And then also, like, you must be willing to hate your mother, father, sister, brother, count your cost to follow me. That's in the scripture in Luke. But then the other scripture is, if you don't take care of your family, you're worse than the infidel. So I'm asking God to give me clarity on that. I feel an obligation, a sense of obligation, responsibility, because my mother's husband passed recently. And I was there, and oh my goodness, it was such a spiritual thing that happened that we can't get into. But I'm like trying to balance that out. I'm like, okay, how much of it is my responsibility and obligation to take care of and look out for my family? Especially, you know, my mother's now a widow, okay, and she's struggling. And then how much of it is like, when you told me, God, let the dead bury the dead, what did that mean to me? What did that mean to me? Because that kept coming up, kept coming up, and I was like, God. And that's what made me do, like, a study on it. So I just wanted to know, like, that balance. I'm not saying that you can give me that balance. I'm just, agree with me but in prayer that the Lord will reveal that to me, what that means to me in my life, you know. You understand what I mean?
That, because like you're in a conflict of trying to really discern what God means by his definition of family.
Yes, and what how it pertains to me in my real time life right now.
Right, and so Lord, we just pray that you reveal to Lisa tonight what her steps should be, how you want her to see her family, their roles, and her role in their lives. Reveal to her the heavenly definition of what family is, and to where she can have a clear understanding and walk in peace and live in peace. With no regrets, no guilt.
Amen.
And that she steps into her assignment. That, like, God, he will assign you something to do. And a lot of times we try to drag it out longer than what we need to be. And then sometimes we'll try to insert ourselves in situations that we really don't need to be inserted in. But as far as your situation right now, I believe God has you there. Like, you are assigned to be there.
Yeah.
I really do, because based off of what he gave me earlier with learning how to have peace in the midst of chaos. But there are other lessons that will be learned and will be revealed to you, because, you know, on earth play a role in people's lives. When we cross over, those roles don't even exist anymore. You know?
Yes, sir.
So
yes.
That's, And we can have a mother or father, brothers or sisters that are related to us from the earthly realm, but literally have no relationship to us when it comes down to the spirit and the spiritual.
Yeah.
And that's the hand of God, and that's how it is. The world has family, you know, the world's definition of family. What's God's definition of family? When we've been born again.
Come on. Hallelujah.
When we've been born again. So to be born again, we're being birthed into something new.
Yeah, amen.
Into the bloodline of Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And
we are excited over here.
Yes, that's where it is.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I tell you what, I'm going to read this scripture and then I'm going to close out. And I believe this is for everybody. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you. I'm going to read Amplified. The Lord took me straight to it. Over in Matthew. He had me bring this up. Matthew 12:46. I'm going to read 46-50. It says, while he was still talking to the crowds, it happened that his mother and brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. Someone said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak to you. But Jesus replied to the one who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples and all his other followers, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven by believing in me and following me is my brother and sister and mother. Because regardless of the earthly role that people play, if you're not doing the will of God.
Wow.
The question
and
is,
actually combating the will of God, like when they combat it in whew,
right.
Man, this is deep. This
right.
is deep. Oh, wow.
Who are
Thank
you?
You. Wow.
Who are you? Basically, how dare you? When you know who I am. And he said, he pointed. Put his hands out to his disciples, and everybody that was following, that was listening to him, give instructions, teach, preach. He said, here is my mother and my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's my family. That's my family. And the world will frown on that, Lisa, every day. How could you?
Mm.
Why would you? Or this, that, and other, you know. But
I just need to know what my father
no
needs to tell me what I need to do, like what my role is, what's the obligation that he's, he's giving me, holding me accountable
mm-hmm.
for. No? Not what...
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, well, now, mind you, I'm coming from a Latino family, and it's different. You know, our culture
mm-hmm.
is different. Oh.
Absolutely.
Ish. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we give all our love to Tanisha, and we thank you that God is healing her and recovering her. She's coming out with a fresh revelation in this rest time. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you, Lisa. It's always a pleasure.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes, likewise. Thank you so much, guys.
Wow. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome. God bless you, sister.
Tanisha. She could breathe and just restore, recover.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Well, all right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. You're welcome, sister. My sister.
I think you're my little brother, but I'm going to say you're my big brother.
You scared to throw that age up?
I'm not saying my age. I'm young.
I'm doing it. Yeah, we all. I might be your little brother. I still may be your big brother. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we
all
do
right.
know that we are siblings.
Yes, we are siblings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you, girl.
God bless. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. Wow. All right, folks, it's time for me to wrap it up. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you've done tonight, Lord. We just thank you for being with us. And, Lord, we pray that everybody that called in tonight, Father God, got what they needed. We believe in faith that they got what they needed. And, Lord, because you are a provider, you are a need filler. And, Lord, we just thank you for giving us our supply tonight. And, Lord, as we close, we pray, Father God, that everybody would go, just go and do the work. Do the work. Seek you for all things. Seek you for guidance and tap into the source, which is in you. And Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for your prayers for Tanisha. And I'm going to clear it up so Randy can get on. And you can call in. I'm going to give you all 5 minutes to go get you some water, pop you a little popcorn or something, and get back in the queue. But God bless y'all. Good night.